Get that video on at any point if you have the ability. Cool. If not, it's good to have you on though. Thank you. Okay, it's good to see everyone or most of you. Oh, there you go. Putting on video. Good job, Aliza. Okay. And hey, the Kozlovskis. There you go. Two. You guys are in different rooms. Okay. Okay. I finally figured out how to see everyone at the same time. This is so cool. I'm going to take a picture of this. I am just so excited to see my whole screen filled. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So, we have been studying two different books. We've been studying the book of Shmiras HaLashon, really focusing on the importance of refined speech and positive speech during this time. We are all becoming more sensitized, I hope, to the power of social ability, our interactions, how impactful they are. And when we're not connected, that impacts us. When we are connected, and right now we're yearning for more connection. And so what we're really trying to do, I'm going to pause for a second. If I could ask everyone to mute yourself if you're able to. I have some background noise over here, so we're going to limit everyone's background noise as much as possible. If you're able to do so at the end, if I could ask you to put them back on. Thank you. Okay, so again, as I was just mentioning a moment ago, we are really feeling our distance from one another, and I'm so much more sensitive right now to the words coming out of my mouth, to my interactions. It's something I am not taking for granted. I was just actually texting someone earlier today, and they said, my Wi-Fi just went down. And I'm like, it can't possibly get worse than that, right? And you lose that ability to connect. So right now, while we are becoming more cognizant of our connections or lack of connections, we're using this time to really grow in our ability to connect positively and appropriately with one another. And therefore, we have been studying this book, Shmiras HaLashon, written by the Chafetz Chaim, as he is known, Yisrael Meir Kaganov. And it's really introductory passages over here. He's discussing the importance of positive speech. Okay, so it's more agadaic type of work, really just emphasizing the importance of speaking nicely and speaking positively and not using our speech, heaven forbid, for something inappropriate. So he says like this, he mentions there is a medrash, medrash Shocher Tov, which says that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is in some ways worse than someone who murders someone. Now, obviously, again, these statements have to be, any midrashic statements is meant to be, could call it hyperbolic, but really it's meant to bring about a certain value, a certain idea. And sometimes it speaks in a rather hyperbolic, extreme fashion, but the goal of that is really to draw our attention to the deeper idea of what it's really trying to say. So obviously, adultery, idolatry, murder, these things are not comparable to Lashon Hara. But what is the Medrash trying to say by saying in some ways it is worse? So what he explains, he says, Hahoreg es hanefesh, someone who kills someone, eino horeg el nefesh achas. They only kill one person. Not only, but there's one person who is impacted. Va'omer lashon hara, horeg shlosha. In speaking lashon hara, in speaking negatively about someone else, there are three people who are negatively impacted. Who are those? Hamisapro, the one who shares the lashon hara. The mikablo, the one who receives it, right? Normally we say, I don't speak Lashon Hara, but I'm all ears, right? Tell me what you want to say. No, but what we do when we listen to people speaking Lashon Hara, we're actually enabling Lashon Hara, right? No one ever said Lashon Hara to themselves. Doesn't work, right? If everyone at the table were to get up and go, they would stop. So, right? So listening to it, we're also impacting, we are being impacted, and we are impacting by participating in a conversation. It's not enough not to share. We also have to be strong enough not to be listening, because by holding back from listening, we are actually preventing Lashon Hara. And of course, Vahanemra Alav, the one who is spoken about. I'm sure we all have horror stories in our own lives or people that we know and love who someone shared some negative remark innocently from one person to the next, and then that innocent remark went to another person and to another person and to another person, and ultimately a person's life could truly be destroyed. Again, these are ideas that we know, but using this time to reflect on this, using this time to reflect on the fact that it's me speaking Lashon Hara is terribly impactful. The person listening to me, if I'm listening to someone else, it's impactful. And if someone's speaking about me, it's impactful. And so in that respect, the impact, what the Medrash is trying to bring our attention to, is that the impact of Lashon Hara in some ways impacts, it harms so many more people in the process. Okay. And then he quotes another medrash that's, and it's actually from the Jerusalem Talmud, from the Yerushalmi as well, and I'll read you these words. Bimei Achav, during the time of Achav. Okay, Achav was one of the most powerful kings of Israel. Again, remember, Israel split, the kingdom of Israel split into two kingdoms. You have the southern kingdom, which are the Judean monarchy, and then you have the northern kingdom, that's the 10 tribes. One of the most powerful kings is a man named Achav. And during that time, Hayu Ovdin Avodazara, they would serve idols. They were idolatrous through and through. Him, his wife was, they were a bad crew. And it was a really terrible time, from spiritually speaking, for the Jewish people. Okay, nonetheless, Hayu Notzchin Hamalchamos, they were victorious in war. They had many enemies in their vicinity. They had many people who were attacking the Jewish people during this time. And Achav and his army were victorious, despite the fact that, spiritually speaking, they were far from great. Why is that? Says the Yerushalmi, Mipnei shelo haya behen avon lashon hara. They did not speak lashon hara. How do we know they didn't speak lashon hara? Here is a cool backstory for those of you who are not familiar with the lifetime of Achav. During Achav's life, there is one very, very famous man who lived then. His name is Eliyahu Hanavi. He's the most famous prophet who lived during that time. However, there were actually hundreds of other prophets who were actually being fed by a man named Ovadiah. Ovadiah, who's Ovadiah? Follow all the names over here. We have Achav's the king. Ovadiah is actually one of his ministers who is supporting hundreds of prophets in hiding. You got that? There are hundreds of prophets that Ovadiah, one of the ministers of Achav, is supporting. And he goes on to say, he says that even everyone knew that Ovadiah is hoarding food during this time, okay? In other words, you have these prophets who are hiding, Jewish, you know, God-fearing prophets who are hiding. Achav and his wife want to go ahead and kill all the prophets. Ovadiah, his minister, goes ahead and hides them all, and he's hoarding food. So everyone who ever bumped into him at 7 Mile or Maven Market knows exactly what's going on. They know that Ovadiah is hoarding food, and they could all figure out exactly why. Everyone knew what was going on, but guess what? No one told Achav. Achav was in the dark. He only knew about Eliyahu Hanavi, but he was not aware of the fact that there were 250 prophets being supported under his nose. They did not speak Lashon Hara. They didn't speak negatively. They didn't gossip. They didn't say, hey, did you hear the latest? And because of that, their lives were saved. But also suggests the Jerusalem Talmud, in the merit of them not gossiping, in the merit of them holding back, and there's such a drive. We get such a joy. Let's be honest. If there's something enjoyable about sharing the latest tidbit, right? We're all feeling that right now. Whoever has the latest tidbit, by the way, whatever tidbit you have, everyone knows it already, okay? Don't share that same, you know, WhatsApp message. We all saw it already, for the record. But the point is, there's this incredible joy about being the first in line to share that juicy piece of information. No one shared that information. And in that merit, in the merit of so many people knowing what was going on, and they bit their tongue, and they didn't share it, even though the king would have been quite happy, right? When you have that juicy information, and you know someone who really wants to hear it, and you're able to bite your tongue, it takes incredible self-control. But in that merit, Achav and his kingdom were not defeated in war, despite the fact that they were idolatrous, despite the fact that they were far from righteous. God watched over them because they were careful in the sin of Lashon Hara. Let's read two more lines over here. He says, "Umali laharech od bigdula sa'avon hamarazeh." He says, what else can I possibly add in describing the terrible nature of this sin of, again, Lashon Hara is a general term to include all negative speech. It's when we embarrass people. It's when we speak negatively about people. It's when we speak cynically. All of that is included. He says, I have nothing to add. Achrei she'amru alav shuka over al heichum she Torah. The Medrash says that someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if they violated all five books of the Torah. And they learned that from an interesting verse, which says, the pasuk in Mitzora, Parshas Mitzora says, God willing, we'll read that verse together in Shul, Zos Toras Nega HaTzoras. In introducing the laws of Tzoras, Tzoras is a form of spiritual leprosy. We spoke about this in Shul the last time we spoke together, a few weeks ago. And Tzoras was understood to be given to people due to their sin of gossip, okay, and negative speech. And the way that passage is introduced is by saying Zos Toras Nega HaTzoras. It describes as the Torah of Tzoras, and the juxtaposition between Tzoras, this sin, which is associated with negative speech, And the word Torah says, the Medrash, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi actually, implies that a person who is not careful about how they speak, it's as if they violated the entire Torah. And therefore, final line in the fourth chapter, Al kein mi sheyesh lo moach bekad kado, a person who has a brain in their head. Okay, those are nice words. A person who has brain in their head, yira tamid, should see to it, constantly, lizarez es atzmo, to be careful and to constantly be on top of themselves, lilchom milchemes Hashem, to fight, to wage the war of God, im yitzro, with their nature, right? We are driven to speak lashon hara. We're social beings. We love gossiping. We do. There's something incredibly drawing. A person must recognize the importance of this, fight with themselves, struggle with themselves, shelo yilachid ba'avan amara gadol azet, to not be entrapped in this terribly bitter sin, vaz ashrei chelko, and if a person's able to do so, and even if we're able to try, praiseworthy is their portion, ba'olam azet, in this world, uva olam haba, in the world to come. Let's work on this. At least during these few minutes that we speak, we're not speaking Lashon Hara. That's a good thing. But let's try to extend that time a little bit longer to stay away from Lashon Hara during these times where we're so focused on our ability to connect and be social. Let's really, really try to bite our tongues more often than not. Okay, let's go a little bit further in the laws. We've been learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We've been learning the laws of Beis HaKnesses. And again, the reason we've been focusing on these laws is because right now, unfortunately, we are not able to enter our beloved Shul, and we are trying to prepare ourselves for when we have that honor and merit. And I keep on envisioning in my head that day when we're able to come to Shul again together. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be truly awesome, and I look forward to seeing you all there. And it's going to be such a great simcha, such a great joy. But we're going to go in with a newfound respect and awe for the place. That is our goal. We want to be ready to. We don't want to take it for granted. You know, someone reached out to me after one of our previous classes and said, "I'm really going to try not to talk during davening." After, you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to give a statement to God through these lessons right now by learning how we value being in shul. We really value being in shul, and we want to take shul seriously. So let's see one more line from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In Echnasim Behem Lo Bachama Pnei Achama. We are not going. You cannot use the shul to provide shelter on a hot day. Now, this doesn't mean the shul building. You know, shuls back then was just the sanctuary. If you want to enter our shul into our social hall because it's hot outside, kala kavod. When the doors open, by all means, go there, relax, get a drink of water, make yourself a coffee. But to enter the sanctuary to protect yourself from the elements or from the rain, that's inappropriate. So much so, im tzarach likanes likra es chavero, if you have to enter to call a friend, Yikanes v'yikra sham eze psukim, o eze mishnah, o yomar ezo tfila, o shiyishma mecherim eze limud, o lechola pachos yeshev shama'at. He says that what you have to do, if you have to enter the shul, you know, you have to get something from the shul, you have to go find someone who's in the shul, but you're not really going there to pray, don't just do that. Stop for a second, say a verse, posech es yedecha, o masbiya lecholcha aratzon, moda ani lefanecha, whatever. Say a verse, don't just walk in there and ignore who you're standing in front of, who is there, whose house it is. You can't walk into God's house and ignore him. It doesn't make any sense. And so when we walk into shul, if we're going in there not to daven, if we need to go in there for some other reason, we are asked to daven for just a second. And he says, even if you don't have any tefillah that's on your mind, he says, gam, you should even sit down, just sit down for a second. Why? Ki gam ha-yeshiva vahem hi mitzvah. To sit in a shul is a mitzvah. Which is a fascinating thing, right? To sit in a shul is a mitzvah. Even if you're not, you know, let's be honest, you know, there are people who come to shul who may not be able to daven or davening is difficult for them. It's important to recognize just sitting in shul. Just sitting in shul and contemplating da lifnei mi ata omed, who we're standing in front of, whose home we're in, that is a mitzvah. Okay? God willing, when we get to shul soon, we're going to daven there, of course. We'll celebrate there, of course, but recognize that just simply being there, standing in God's presence, sitting in God's presence is a way of coming close to Him. Don't belittle that. Of course, during this time, we're trying to make our homes into small mikdashim, into small sanctuaries by trying to bring as much holiness as we can. I know this is challenging For those who are alone, it's challenging. For those who have houses with kids bouncing off the walls, it's challenging. But this is our work. This is our job right now, to make our homes into holy places. And God willing, we're soon going to go back to our shul and be able to appreciate and treat that place with the appropriate reverence. Okay. So we're now going to say a chapter of Tehillim as we have in the past. It is the 20th chapter of Tehillim. If you have a sitter in front of you, it's between Ashrei and Uval Letzion. It is between Ashrei and Uval Letzion at the end of Shacharis. Our learning today, I apologize for not mentioning, if you have any other names to mention, it's in for a zchus, for a refuah shlema, for Cherna Chaya Bas Itzachaya, a woman in our shul who needs a refuah shlema, and all others. You know, we mentioned 2 days ago that we're going to try to focus on one group. You know, this is so overwhelming that, you know, it's hard when we think about davening right now. We think about the whole situation. And of course, that is on our mind. We want to zoom in a little bit. And so the other day, we spoke about those on the front line in the hospitals, doctors, medical professionals who are truly risking their lives right now. But right now, maybe today, in addition to those people, in addition to all those who are impacted, on my mind, and again, well, each day, God willing, this should be over soon, but each day we want to just focus on one group exclusively. Personally, on my mind, I'm thinking of people, small business owners who are being impacted, who don't have anything to depend upon. Earlier, speaking today to a business owner, a small business owner, who decided on their own to close up shop because it was the right thing to do. They're not legally mandated, but they knew that closing their store will save lives. And despite the fact that they have nothing, you know, this is everything. There's no boss who's going to be paying them. This is their business, and they're completely dependent on it, but they are not just staying home to save lives, but they are closing up shop and losing all of this parnassa, all of this income right now to save lives. So again, in addition to the medical professionals, in addition to all those who are impacted, in addition to everyone impacted in different ways, that's who's on my mind today. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to take yourself off of mute. We'll dive in together for a moment. Again, chapter 20, I'll say it slowly. Again, if you have a sitter, it's between Ashrei and Uval Letzion at the end of Shacharis. Please feel free to join me. If you'd like to take yourself off of mute, please do. Lam natzeach mizmar ledavid, yancha adonai b'yam sara, yisagev chashem elohe yakav, yishlach ezrcha mikaydash, Umitziyain yisadeka, yizkar kamin chaysecha, vaylascha yidash nesela, yiten lecha chilvavecha, vechalatzascha yimalei, niranin abishuasecha, uvishem eleihenu nidgal, yimalei adonai kol mishalai secha, ata yadati ki ashi adonai mishichai, yanehu mishmei kachai, Bigvurais Yesha Yeminai Eleva Rechev Veleva Susim Vanachnu Bishem Adonai Elohenu Naskir Himakaru Vinafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisadad Adonai Haishia Hamelech Yanenu Vyaim Karenu Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanisunim Batzara Batzara Uvashivya Haomdim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha. Hamakam yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyei mitzara, livacham. Umeyafel aliyaira umishibud ligeula hashta bagala uvizman kahariv. Thank you all for joining. It was wonderful, wonderful seeing you as always. Tomorrow night is Friday night. So this is late breaking Ner Tamim News. We are going to have a guest chazan. We're going to have a guest, Chazen and Eretz Hamid, from Teaneck, New Jersey, thanks to Zoom. My father will be joining us. Chazen Motzen will be joining us for a lively non-cantorial, but a lively Friday night davening taking place at 6 p.m. There'll be an email going out as soon as we can, but there will be a 6 p.m. Zoom Friday night davening Kabbalah Shabbos with my father. We will not be accepting Shabbos yet, so we're going to stop at a certain point after Lecha Dodi, and you'll be able to, we'll stop and you should light your candles at that point. We'll accept Shabbos, but until after Lecha Dodi, Shabbos doesn't start. So at 6 o'clock with my father, at the end, I'll be sharing some short thoughts. But I look forward to being able to celebrate Shabbos together. It's going to be great. We're going to go into Shabbos as a community. And after Shabbos, we'll have a Havdalah together a few minutes after Shabbos. Well, again, a schedule will be sent out. Please, please check your emails. We'll be able to say Havdalah together. So we'll start Shabbos together. We'll end Shabbos together. Unfortunately, we won't be together physically on Shabbos, but we certainly will be there in spirit. So I wish you all a fantastic evening, and I look forward to joyously welcoming Shabbos in together, truly together. Have a good night. Really awesome to see you all. Thank you all for joining, and thank you all for putting on your video. Great to see you all. Have a good night. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Good night. See you all tomorrow. Good night. Good night. Good night. There is a 9 o'clock shiur for all those who like. Yeah, I'm going to go off to catch my breath. No, just kidding. I'm going to be on for at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, there will be a shiur. So on this number, so feel free to jump back on the call. Thanks for reminding me, Elaine.
What? 9 o'clock shiur.
How do I turn it off?
It's off. Hey.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I have to call Chava, okay?
You should get that email option.
Which email? Yeah.